This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 7th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. What was originally a precautionary measure involving F-15s is threatening to become a crisis for Air National Guard units. The Air Force has suspended all normally scheduled operations involving F-15 Eagle fighter jets. The suspension affects about 700 aircraft. The Air Force halted all non-critical F-15 operations over the weekend, following the Friday crash of a Missouri Air National Guard F-15. Early reports point to in-flight structural failure. The single pilot on board was able to eject. Officials are concerned the accident points to a potential fleet-wide issue with the aging fighters. The first F-15s entered service in the mid-1970s. The C-model aircraft involved in Friday's accident was built in the early 1980s. The grounding may be in effect for days or longer if aircraft inspections are deemed necessary. Teledyne Continental Motors got a new president on Monday. Rhett C. Ross has taken over the post as Brian L. Lewis prepares to retire from the company. Lewis has been with Teledyne Continental for a total of 27 years. Lewis began his career in 1972 as an engineer on the design technology staff of Pratt & Whitney, working on advanced engines for military and commercial applications and early information systems. In the decade after he joined Teledyne Continental in 1980, Lewis worked his way up to VP of Engineering, then General Manager, and finally President in 1990. Lewis's retirement had been rumored and will be effective on February 1st. A meeting is scheduled today between Europe's air safety regulator, Transport Canada, and Bombardier to attempt to resolve issues with the Q400 twin turboprop. There have been three recent incidents involving collapsing main landing gear, which resulted in a worldwide call for inspections by the manufacturer. The three gear collapses were the first three in the plane's long history, and all three occurred on planes operated and maintained by Scandinavian Airlines. And now there's reported evidence implicating Scandinavian Airlines' maintenance procedures for the third case. The International Herald Tribune reports the Danish Accident Investigation Board determined that part of the right main landing gear had been replaced on the third aircraft 6 days before the October 16th incident using nose gear parts, which had been, quote, reconfigured by maintenance personnel, unquote. Investigators speculate a loose rubber O-ring may have passed through the hydraulic system and eventually blocked the right main gear mechanism, which failed to extend at the time of the incident. SAS has decided to ground its entire Q400 fleet, while the rest of the world goes on flying the plane with no issues. For the first time since the breakup of the shuttle Columbia during re-entry over Texas, NASA will bring a shuttle home on a path which crosses the continental U.S. Discovery is scheduled to land at Kennedy Space Center at 1:02 p.m. today. If that schedule holds, residents along a line crossing southwest Canada, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Georgia may all get to hear the distinctive twin sonic booms which accompany a shuttle's re-entry and often flood 911 switchboards. Remember, too, this means there will be short-notice temporary flight restrictions popping up all along that route, and they're from zero AGL to unlimited altitude. There will be at least 21 of them issued. If you're flying, check the FAA's TFR website for details. That site is www.tfr.faa.gov. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Three small towns get kicked out of the Essential Air Service Program. EADS changes its 2007 forecast from profit to loss. And here's another good reason not to look at porn on your computer at work. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Mike Adamson of the Aircraft Electronics Association. And if you haven't gotten around to it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.